I think the church as a whole has been striving to do some great work of faith. You know, we talk about faith, and you know, we have faith for this and faith for that. I like how you know, David was brought up Jonah. And we don't think of Jonah as a man of faith, do we? But he turned an entire city to God. And he didn't even want to. Right? Okay. Now, let's look over think about Naaman, the Syrian commander. He was a leper. You can read this in 2 Kings 5. He went to Elisha to be healed. Elisha didn't even come out to see him. He sent his servant to give him a word. And Naaman was furious because he felt disrespected. Plus, he was asked to go wash in a muddy river instead of a clear river. He wanted, and his servant pointed out that, wouldn't you have done a great thing? See, sure, we have faith for a big thing, but what about just doing what he told us? That's the little thing. So today, I don't want to talk about faith. I want to talk about the little thing. Because I don't think we need faith for this, that, and the other thing. I think faith is much more interior. We want to have faith for the stuff that bugs us. We want it to change. But it's not going to change. Gandhi, I saw this quote from Gandhi, and I didn't research it, so I apologize. But I think, you know, it's attributed to him. He said, "Be the change you want to see in the world." So it's interior. Let's have faith for that. So 1 Corinthians 13:13. Want to turn there? It's really simple. It says, "And now these three remain: faith, hope, and love." Well, let's call this love, hope, and faith. The reason why is, first of all, we need a relationship of love with Father. Second, we hope in the establishing of His kingdom within us. And three, we take faith that He's going to do it. I never understood the relationship of these, but I think this is good for now. Let's talk about us. You know, Catholic people, if there's any here, bless you. You know, they have rosaries, right? Rosary beads. And I think there's 50 regular beads and there's 5 others. I think that's how it works. I've repaired these things so many times. I didn't get any more spiritual, though. But, you know, though it's for repetitious prayers, right? They repeat a prayer over and over and over again. What about us here? You know, I hear the same kingdom talk every week. But how much of it is life? How much of it is really revelation? Or is it just we know the right stuff to say? Amen. We got to be honest with ourselves. You know, let's change internally. Forget the external. Because I don't know if we'd be any happier if the kingdom was fully manifested here today. You know? then it's another story. Let's not, when we come together, let's not be in denial of what we are. We're weak humans, okay? But we're created by God in His likeness. And we don't need to act religious because we're already spiritual. We're spiritual. Isn't that beautiful? The thing is, our minds are so hardened. That's really the battleground. We've got all these kingdom concepts stuck in our noggin, but they've combined with our religious nature. So when we're not talking, which is not seldom, that's the stuff we hear. We hear all these kingdom concepts because our religious nature just plays them over and over and over again, and we don't hear the Father. Remember when Elijah was in the cave and there was a rushing of wind and there was an earthquake and I think there was a fire. He didn't come out for those. All of a sudden he heard a gentle breeze, a whisper, and he knew that was God talking to him, and he ran out and God talked to him. So we've got to get through all that other stuff, all that activity that our mind generates before we can really hear Him clearly. Faith is based on what He's saying and what He's doing. Didn't Jesus say, I only do what I hear the Father, or I only do what I see the Father doing, I only say what I hear the Father saying? Okay, that's our pattern. Okay? It's not regurgitating stuff like we did homework in the Bible. You know, we're not in school. When did Jesus study the Torah? Did he go to seminary or whatever they call it for the Jewish faith? No, he didn't. But he knew all the scriptures, didn't he? Yeah, he was listening. He was listening. He didn't have the whole thing memorized. He was listening. When he spoke it, it was alive. It wasn't reciting something he read. Amen. That's how we're to live. Did Jesus reference everything he said? No. He didn't say, hey, you guys can find this in Exodus, chapter so-and-so. I think in our services, either we're getting really good at predicting the moving of the Spirit, or the Spirit's in a rut. Because you can almost figure what's going to happen at what time. And we're all in that one. We're creatures of habit. We like to know what's going to go on. Don't you love the churches that have a bulletin printed up that tell you everything that the Spirit's going to do today? Wow. I can't see that far ahead. Well, look at Abraham. You know, he's talked about in the chapter of faith, that's Hebrews 11. It says he didn't know where he was going. But he's a great man of faith. What did he do? He listened and he obeyed. That's faith. We're so careful to get it right that there's no life in it. How about making mistakes once in a while? How about making mistakes in the service? Oh, we can't do that. Where's the childlike quality? Children aren't concerned about making mistakes unless their parents have already drilled it into them that it's wrong, and then they're afraid of it, right? Well, I don't see Father drilling into us that it's wrong to make a mistake. he told me in the worship, he said, "You're perfect." You guys already knew that, but it was news to me. But it was just such a blessing. I said, "I don't feel that way." And he said, "Look at the way that you relate to the kids that come into your shop. That's the way I relate to them. I treat them like they're perfect." What a revelation. Are we so insecure in our relationship with God that we think our efforts are necessary? That's a good question, huh? Because we're working hard. You know, even when we come to the service, we got to make this happen and make that happen. We got to change people in our family. We got to preach to everybody around. First of all, let's rest. God worked 6 days and then he rested. We haven't found the seventh day, apparently. Maybe we should go to the Adventist church up there in La Mesa. I think they found the seventh day, didn't they? See, when we have a religious agenda, and that's better than an evil agenda, but it's not God. When we have a religious agenda and we veil it in spiritual talk and things like that, it's still striving. It's not faith. You know that what would Jesus do thing? Who cares? You'll never figure it out. The disciples couldn't figure out what he was going to do next. And every time a similar situation occurred, he did something different. That's just a religious thing. That what would Jesus do? Paul in Philippians 3 talked about all of his accomplishments. And how did he refer to those? That they're dung. You know what dung is? Do I need to say this? That's what religious effort is. It's dung. And no matter how you dress it up, it's still dung. You can spray paint it. You can wrap it in a paper towel. Put gift wrap it. What the heck? It's still dung. Let's look at, I want to read to you out of Galatians 5 in the Message. And I know hardly anybody has that. "I suspect you would never intend this, but this is what happens. When you attempt to live by your own religious plans and projects, you are cut off from Christ. You fall out of grace. Meanwhile, we expectantly wait for a satisfying relationship with the Spirit. For in Christ, neither our most conscientious religion nor disregard of religion amounts to anything. What matters is something far more interior, faith expressed in love." Well, you maybe say, "But I want to do the will of God." You know, the Bible says we got to do all this stuff. Well, I think the will of God, if you listen to Jesus' words, is to love him. Isn't that the first commandment? Love him with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength. "But I want to do great works." Well, what did Jesus say when somebody came and asked him? He said, "Believe. Just believe. Jesus didn't go around to a town thinking, okay, let's see. I'm keeping score here. I need to heal a cripple today. Two blind people, because I didn't do any yesterday. And maybe throw in a leper or two, because they're fun. You know, with their fingers dropping off and stuff, that's hilarious. No, Jesus didn't do that. He was just listening to his Father. And when somebody came to him, his attitude was, "What do you want to do, Father? Let's do it." I don't think it required great faith. You know, Jesus said that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can tell that mountain to go take a swim. Jesus never did anything like that, did he? 3.5 years of ministry, 120 people in the upper room, right? Not what you'd call a tremendous success compared to Jonah, right? See how we look at stuff? It doesn't make sense. Faith working through love. Okay, last scripture. 2 Corinthians 13:5. You want to turn to that? You can do that this time. I'm not going to read out of the message. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. He's telling this to the Christians. He's not out preaching on a street corner to the unsaved Greeks. This is to the people of God. So that's why I'm bringing it to you. Are we walking by faith or by sight? See, we don't feel perfect because we're looking at the stuff inside of us or our behavior. He says we're perfect. Isn't that beautiful? So, are we waiting until we feel perfect? Or are we listening to him, what he says? Because that's more important. What he says about stuff. What he says about our family. What he says about our friends. What he says about us. What he says about our work. So, I think what's called for is a little closer relationship. You know, I cut opals for a living. It's one of the things I do. And when you cut opals, you do 10% grinding and 90% looking. Maybe we could switch that around and do 10% talking and 90% listening. Okay, amen.